Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have David Archer, who's the CEO for Savannah Resources PLC, which is the ticker SAV, listed on AIM. Yesterday you had news out about your lithium project in Portugal, David. Do you want to give us an overview as what that RNS entails?
Sure. And good morning. And yeah, very excited about the news yesterday. It was a very sort of strong validation of our investment in the Mina de Barroso project in Portugal. And we announced some very solid and very robust grades and intersections of lithium mineralization at the Mina de Barroso mining lease. We had intersections up to 36 metres at 1.26%, and a series of very supportive intersections on two of really a series of deposits that are hosted within the mining lease.
So, what's the significance of these grades, David?
Well, I think what they're showing is that we've got widths of mineralisation near surface, which will be quite amenable to open cut mining. I think that's a desirable place to be, and I think importantly the grades are of an ore grade quality as well. I think that's a very big tick, and. As well as that, what we have shown is that the mineralisation is both from surface and extends to depth. And we've just started the next round of drilling today, in fact, and we hope to be able to expand the resource envelopes on both the Reservatorio and Grandeo deposits, and also to provide some further information on the Noah deposit as well.
So you're aiming to be the first lithium producer in Europe, am I right? Is that still on track?
Well, the first major lithium producer in Europe. Well, I think it's a it's a field with a limited number of players, but I think we've got some significant advantages, and I think the major one, of course, is the fact that we've got a granted mining lease. That is an enormous timing advantage, and really means that our project has much greater latency than many of the other projects in Europe and in effect globally. I think the other sort of key elements is that there's already been a lot of very good work that's been done on this project, both in terms of historical drilling and metallurgical test work, which has effectively sort of confirmed the grades and the fact that high-grade lithium concentrate can be produced.
So do you have a timeline in mind at the moment as to getting this out of the ground?
As soon as possible, but we think we'd like to be making a decision around a mine development next year, and we think we've got really a very sort of good chance of doing that. I think one of the other keys is that it's complemented by some excellent existing infrastructure within its setting, both in terms of highways, electricity, and water. And of course, it's only about 140 kilometres from Portugal's second largest port. So there are a lot of strategic advantages that go with this project, and will mean that it can be moved relatively expeditiously towards production.
Okay, David. Do you want to give us an overview? You've obviously got a number of other projects on the go. Do you want to give us an overview as to what's happening with those?
Sure. We're moving forward very confidently around the licensing of a copper mine development in Oman around a open cut and a underground mine there. We've been in the licensing process now for over a year, but we're certainly getting close to a successful conclusion around that, and bringing together a lot of the elements that will support a mine development. So we hope to update the market around how things are going in Oman. And of course, we've also been keeping the market up to date around progress in Mozambique, where we're in the process of constructing a pilot plant that will allow us to test the material and test market the heavy mineral concentrate that will be produced from what is a world-class resource at the Matamba area. So we're very active at the moment. As I said, we've got drilling underway in Portugal, licensing coming to a conclusion in Oman, and a very active program in Mozambique, where we're moving confidently towards making a mining lease application later this year.
Okay. I mean, have you got any update at all around your Finland permits?
Well, they've certainly haven't got the priority now that we have the Portuguese project on board.
Yeah.
We think Portugal is much more developed, whereas Finland is really more a greenfields, grassroots style of thing. Portugal is front and centre, our primary lithium focus. And we're really looking forward to being able to bring this quickly into production and sell into what is a very, very buoyant market for lithium concentrates to service this enormous demand that forecasters are predicting will be generated for lithium on the back of electric vehicles and electric storage systems. So it's a great space to be in, and we love to be working as we are in Portugal on such an exciting project.
Indeed. How is the company funded at the moment, and are you funded through to production in Portugal?
We've got a very good financial position that we're in. We've undertaken some successful capital raisings during the earlier part of the year, and we've of course got a very sort of strong cornerstone shareholder in the Almarjan Group, who is intent on continuing to maintain its 29.9% shareholding. As well as that, we have other very supportive shareholders, so we don't anticipate any major challenges in terms of funding the ongoing requirements of the business.
Okay, David, and is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Not really, other than we're really looking forward to being able to expand on these results in Portugal, and we'll certainly have a very strong flow of news from all three projects during the balance of this year.
Okay, so that's David Archer, CEO of Savannah Resources PLC, ticker SAV on AIM. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.